California and the Klamath water basin and some developments up there. Defend Rural America, his effort that he started last year. We had Kirk on the show in November of last year. He's going to give us an update. Towards the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the El Paso County, Colorado resolution to nullify the indefinite detention portion of the National Defense Authorization Act, the resolution to preserve habeas corpus and civil liberties. We're going to talk about that as well. And I encourage everybody to go to thirdrailblog.com if you want to get the show links for today's show. I have already those up with links to Kirk's websites, some materials that we'll be discussing, a letter and so forth we're going to get to, as well as the actual resolution for that El Paso County effort. And, of course, Common Sense Revisited is the namesake of the show. CommonSenseRevisited.com is where you can download the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. The whole premise of Common Sense Revisited is to evaluate the differences between our original or indigenous authority that we have as humans on this planet with the gift of our indigenous rights that we have, our inalienable rights, whether or not there ever was a document called the Constitution or a Bill of Rights created. We still have these rights. They're inalienable. They're not privileged, and we do from time to time delegate those powers and authority to a surrogate, also called a government. And that is what the nuances between the struggle between those two is, and that's what Common Sense Revisited is all about. So I encourage you to go to commonsenserevisited.com. And, of course, at republicbroadcasting.org, there is a pledge drive going on. And as Darren Weeks said in a previous show, we do need your support for this network to expand the signal, expand the outreach, and the rebroadcast on more than more and more stations like we are at 1140 a.m. in Dallas-Fort Worth. We appreciate everyone tuning in that area of the country, in that area of the state. The drone star state of Texas, if you will. And we appreciate everybody going to republicbroadcasting.org. Kirk, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, Kirk. Good morning. Kirk's out in California, so it's still morning out there. And we appreciate you jumping on this show with us with such short notice. And we're going to get cut off here any second, Kirk, for the first break. And I want to read something from the Common Sense Revisited publication. It's on page 23 under the chapter of the Environment and Indigenous Power. And it's a quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as he was quoted in the Chicago Tribune in 2003. And he says, "The federal government is America's biggest polluter, and the Department of Defense is the government's worst offender. The Pentagon is responsible for more than 21,000 potentially contaminated sites. And according to the EPA, the military may have poisoned as much as 40 million acres, a little larger than Florida. That result might be considered an act of war if committed by a foreign power." So here we are. The reason I read that is because you're dealing with environmentalism and environmentalists up in Northern California, among other things. And like so often, our own government is the biggest offender of the claims they make that we, the people, are offending. And the hypocrisy knows no bounds. And I'm sure that you're going to help illuminate that for us when we return right after this break. We're going to talk about some scientific fraud that has occurred in scientific misconduct, I should say, that has occurred in Siskiyou County. And Kirk's going to bring us up to speed on Dr. Paul Hauser's efforts up there. Stay tuned, folks. Be right back.
Heart disease is on.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thanks for staying with us, everybody. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy at Common Sense Revisited, and I have with us Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, among other things, is a publisher of Silent No More Publications. He's also a filmmaker, documentarian, an activist, if you will, and also very knowledgeable about what's happening in Northern California, specifically in Siskiyou County. Kirk, welcome.
Todd.
Thanks again for joining us today. For those that may not be familiar with the general controversy happening in that region of the Republic of California, can you give everybody a quick overview of what's happening up there?
Well, the ostensible thing is that the government wants to blow up four hydroelectric dams along the Klamath River and take away the jurisdiction of an area that's larger than, I think, twice the state of Maryland, and basically remove it from the democratic government process and put it into this kind of a regional government consisting of, quote, Agenda 21-style stakeholders. And so the other things that float around that whole issue is, you know, government just beating these people up with regulations, environmentalists suing them, micromanaging to the point these guys can't blow their nose without a permit. I mean, it's just egregious. And so that's the particular instance going on there, and the people have been, for the last couple of years, their lives have been turned upside down trying to respond to this desire to blow these dams up, thinking initially that it was, you know, some kind of legitimate process, and so they engaged and they try to, put their position forward, and they ignored. They try to understand the science, and it didn't make any sense. They put alternative ideas on the table. Those were blown away. And so they came to the conclusion that there's some agenda here other than just, what's good for the quote-unquote coho salmon. So the recent event, as you alluded to, was Dr. Paul Hauser in the Bureau of Reclamation, who had the interesting title of the scientific integrity officer, has blown the whistle. He has alleged, made a couple of allegations in a letter dated February 24th, 2012, that there has been within the Department of the Interior intentional falsification, quote, motivated by Secretary Salazar's publicly stated 2009 intention to issue a secretarial determination in favor of removing four dams on the Klamath River the Department of the Interior has followed a course of action to construct support for such an outcome. And then he goes on to talk about the very biased kinds of approach to the science, and in his conclusion that it's been, you know, the whole thing has been a complete hoax. This never have been an honest intent. The desire is to give the appearance of, you know, an open process, the appearance of public input, the appearance of science justification, but in reality it's just the desire to take away the prosperity of this region and take away the constitutionally instituted government controls over the huge chunk of land. I mean, this spans 9 counties, and these are big counties. Mammoth County, or excuse me, County is the fourth largest in California. If you take out a map, it's bigger than a lot of states. So we're talking about 9 counties, 5 in California and 4 in Oregon. And then he also makes a second allegation that the people within the Department of Interior have intentionally circumvented their own policies in the process of doing this. And, you know, I give him all the credit in the world. He was fired. He was fired for questioning what's going on. And so here they hire a guy with the title of, you know, science integrity officer, and he tries to put a little integrity in the process, and he's fired for doing so. And so he's gone public, he and his wife, and he has 3 children. I mean, this is a family here. It's not just an individual, but a family. And I think they have bravely, if you will, stood up and defended the truth. And so this news has come out just the last few days and has given a terrific lift to the people in Siskiyou County. I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know if Dr. Hauser fully yet comprehends what a relief it is to find a truthful person. I mean, you know, the people in Siskiyou County have concluded this is false, but, you know, they continue to bump up against government agencies, keep telling them they're crazy, they don't know what they're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And here it is. They finally have an honest person, and they're saying, hey, this is wrong. You know, people in Siskiyou County are willing to do rational things. I mean, it doesn't seem, you know, logical to try and blow up 4 dams so that these coho salmon can now move from 200 miles inland to 250 miles inland to spawn when that's far away from the coast where they normally spawn. And it's also going towards a unique water source that comes from kind of a desert area that's high in phosphor and relatively warm, both of which aren't particularly good for the salmon. And historically, they really haven't done much spawning there. So it's the whole thing is just kind of a bogus deal. But it's been just a huge, huge boost to their rejuvenated efforts to go ahead and continue to fight this battle. And it's not over, but this was a huge, huge step forward.
Your documentary that you unveiled October 22nd last year in Eureka, California, is at your website, defendruralamerica.com. I encourage everyone to check out Kirk's website. It's really well done. And that documentary, we talked about it when we had you on the show last November. It is really thorough, and there's so many facets where the government is just completely out of line with regards to its justification for its actions. And your film is so thorough and does a great job of just kind of knocking those out one by one. You have charts that come up on the screen. You very methodically and logically, you know, put point and counterpoint on the screen. I can't imagine living in that area and having to beat my head against the wall with such hypocrisy and just wrongheadedness up there. I don't know how people continue to endure that.
Well, you know, it's a deal. I mean, it's been emotionally charged. I mean, and time-wise, I mean, these people, you know, we don't understand, those of us who live in urban areas and suburban areas like I do. I mean, you know, cows don't go home at 5 o'clock at night or, you know, on weekends to take vacations. I mean, this is, you know, farming and ranching, these kind of things are 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. And so these people have lives that were pretty busy to begin with, and all of a sudden they're in a position where, you know, they have to attend 4 to 5 meetings a week just to try and keep their, you know, noses above water here. And the distances that people have to travel, you know, Siskiyou County is mammoth. I mean, it's huge. I should someday do an analysis of how big it is compared to some of these states. Like, I'm sure it's bigger than some states. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the distances these people, you know, it's a very low population density, 44,000 people, so it's very spread out. And so for these people to go from their ranches to some of these meetings, you know, is typically 30, 40, 50 miles. And so the time that's gone into this, not to mention the gas expenses that go into this, are mammoth. And the emotions that people live with, because their entire livelihoods are on the line, their lifestyles are on the line. Some of these people are fifth-generation ranchers going back to the 1800s. And all of a sudden, you know, here they've been doing a good thing for all this time and going along. The government encouraged agricultural development in this area by building the dams to begin with. And now the government's reversing its position and saying, you know, it's just crazy. They're reversing their whole logic. So it's been a very emotional and time-demanding time. The property values have plummeted in half. There's virtually nothing in selling because with all the uncertainty hanging over the region, nobody wants to buy. So it's been very tumultuous on the people that basically are decent, you know, Americans, the kind of Americans that, you know, I used to know when I grew up as a kid.
Well, you know, when we talked back in November, I recall asserting that this was ground zero as far as this struggle between federal agencies and natural resources. And the more you explain that the circumstances, it's a sparsely populated, large, geographically large county. So I'm certain that in the minds of the powers that be, the central planners, this is what Agenda 21 is all about, central planning, that this is way too many resources in the hands of way too few people that aren't in, that are not part of the global agenda, if you will. And this is a test, in my opinion, of what can these agencies get away with.
And yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and one of the people that's helped stand in the breach has been Sheriff John Lopey, Siskiyou County Sheriff, who I know you know, and he was at that event that you hosted in Eureka on October 22nd, and I think they just had another event last weekend in Eureka as well. You want to bring us up to speed on what Lopey's stance has been and what his role has been?
Sure. By the way, it's not actually Eureka, it's Yreka. There's two cities. They sound very similar, but it's
okay.
Yreka, California. It's up near Mount Shasta, for anybody who knows that part of the country. His stance is that the sheriffs serve the people and that they also take an oath to the Constitution and that within their scope of authority, they need to adhere to that. And I think that as a result of the sheriff conference they had in Las Vegas here on January 30th under Sheriff Richard Mack, and they've had some really good presentations made, I think they're beginning to build an even deeper understanding of what that pledge to defend the Constitution truly means.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he is one that has stepped up to the plate, and he's going to be a constitutional sheriff, and he is, you know, working closely with the people there to make sure that at least within his scope of authority, that the people are protected, their rights are protected, the Constitution is protected. And, you know, I think that they love him up there, and he's doing a great job.
If you go to countysheriffproject.org, everyone, you can see there's videos right there at the top half of the page that include Sheriff Richard Mack speaking about the Untouchable Bill of Rights, Sheriff John Lopey, is there Sheriff Gil Gilbertson and Sheriff Glenn Palmer, all in the Oregon, California area, all dealing with the same subject matter. And I'm hearing the music for a break here. One of the things Lopey talked about in Vegas in the videos right there is this is the federal government is encroaching on people's ability to even earn a living. And it's really detrimental to their own prosperity. He's taking an economic view of this just as much as a constitutional view. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Attention, RBN listener.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here on Public Broadcasting Network, we have George on hold in Texas. George, 1 second. I want to read to our listeners from the countysheriffproject.org website a citation, a portion of the Virginia Resolution from 1798. This was authored by James Madison in collaboration with Thomas Jefferson. And it reads that this assembly doth explicitly and preemptorily declare that it views the powers of the federal government as resulting from the compact to which the states are parties, and that in case of a deliberate, palpable, and dangerous exercise of other powers not granted by the said compact, the states who are parties thereto have the right and are in duty bound to interpose for arresting the progress of the evil, and for maintaining within their respective limits the authorities, rights, and liberties appertaining to them. That is the foundation of interposition, and that is what these sheriffs are starting to do across America. They are standing up and interposing in between an overzealous, overreaching, unlawful, sometimes criminal federal government who is violating the rights of the people, and these sheriffs are sworn to uphold those rights and protect them. George, what's your question?
How you doing, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I've been thinking, I'm working with somebody, I think I'm one of the other Free America Now organizations that was part of this County Sheriff Project. Mm-hmm. And I know it's great that you, you educate the sheriffs on the constitutional and the moral grounds of why they should do their duty, but, you know, I think there should be another side to this County Sheriff Project of what happens to the people in law enforcement, local sheriff, police, whatever, when they go along with Homeland Security, and show them that in the future, joining the dark side is not good for them. Because in Bolshevik Russia, in every tyranny, They always kill off the people that they use. They call them useful idiots. And this has to be hammered home. You ain't got a future, Jordan, the dark side. I don't care what kind of deal they have with the federal government. They are expendable. And this has to be hammered home for the sheriffs, too.
It's a great point, George, and I appreciate you sharing that because it is accurate, and history does prove that the useful idiots, the disposable frontline offenders of the people's rights, once the takeover is complete with regards to the resources, the labor, the freedoms of the people, that those that did do the takeover are then are turned on by their very handlers and expended. I concur, and I think by you continue to call in and share that message, and I'll certainly pass it along to the County Sheriff Project folks. It's definitely a point of discussion. Kirk, do you want to add anything to the discussion regarding the latest status up there? I mean, did you get any feedback on what happened on February 25th? Any new movement up there?
Well, I went up there and gave a presentation. I've now put out How to Take Our Country Back, Part 3, which is how to use the Constitution to defend rural America. And I gave the maiden presentation, if you will, back in Siskiyou County. It's now available on YouTube if you search on How to Take Our Country Back 3. And it goes through really the principles behind our country, where they come from. It goes through a discussion of laws. What is law? What does it mean to stand up and say you stand for the Constitution? It also lays out a premise that I think that the Sheriff's Project is terrific, and certainly in inviting a Sheriff's panel at the October 22nd event, I think that helped to launch that whole effort and boost it even further. So I'm supportive of that. But a sheriff is one person, and what we really need to have is a constitutional county. We clearly do not have a constitutional federal government. But we can have a constitutional county, and I think what that means is that we have to have all of the elected people step up to the same standard that the sheriffs are stepping up to, and that means the district attorneys, that means the judges, that means the county commissioners, that means the legal clerks. You know, these are all elected positions, and in order to make that happen, we have to have an activated citizenry in these areas that are educated on what that means to be constitutional. And then they have to push and pull and prod and become part of the team as well. And part and parcel of that is to revitalize the understanding of the Bill of Rights, as you have said, correctly so, and what our whole judicial system is and how the decisions ultimately are in the hands of the people, because the people are the judges in every legal matter. We need to revitalize the grand jury in its original intent. And so it should be a very interesting presentation for people who want to watch that. If you go to defendruralamerica.com and click on the Constitution link, you can see that presentation. If you want to see the documentary video, click on the Siskiyou County link. If you want to hear Dr. Hauser discussing his recent allegations, you can go ahead and click on the science misconduct link. There's a lot of information there. But I believe that we have to I think the sheriff thing is terrific. It is leading the parade. But right behind that, I think we have to have the entire county has to get on board.
Absolutely. And I think it starts with county commissioners and our county grand juries. Those are the two other elements that I think prioritize as well. And that's a great segue for the second half of the hour, Kirk. We're going to talk about what's happening in El Paso County, Colorado, and what those commissioners did in conjunction with their sheriff. You're more than welcome to stay with us on the rest of the half of the show, Kirk. If you can't, I understand. I appreciate you checking in today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net.
We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Staying with us, and you are listening to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've been talking to Kirk McKenzie, and everybody check out defendruralamerica.com. That's defendruralamerica.com. And Kirk has an excellent site there. On the far left, he has navigation links there to all the many of the topics we heard discussed today, including the scientific misconduct letter from one of the former, recently let go, unfortunately, government workers who was trying to do his job, and his title was integrity officer. He was supposed to bring integrity to the scientific procedure and process. That's Dr. Paul Hauser. And so I encourage you to go check that out and support that effort any way you can by sharing with your friends, family, and neighbors. And Kirk was talking about that the sheriff project, that, you know, as I talked about the sheriff stepping into the breach and to try and help these people in the county and stand up to the federal government. There's plenty of instances of that happening, whether it's Gil Gilbertson in Oregon, Josephine County, whether it's in Grant County, Oregon, with Glenn Palmer, whether it's John Lopey in Siskiyou County. These folks are interposing, and as Kirk explained, they can't do it alone. They need to have a constitutional county, and that's going to be made up of things like constitutional county commissioners. Now, I can share with you, unfortunately, in my county where I live, I attend the meetings. I'm one of the very handful of few people who actually go to a county commissioner meeting, and these people are not constitutional. I've met with them face-to-face. I've asked them about their oath of office. They have no intention whatsoever to be concern themselves with their oath of office. In fact, I've been told to my face, Todd, the world you are concerned about doesn't exist. We are doing what we think provides people the quality of life we think they deserve. So I don't think you can get more elite, more of a collectivist, more of a central planner attitude than that. And unless you are engaging your county supervisors directly, diplomatically, friendly, but if you've never spoken to one, let alone met with them or even been to a meeting, you are not remotely living in a constitutional county. How can you even attempt to live in a constitutional county if you're not even engaging? So we appreciate you listening to RBN and checking out the websites and everything, but occasionally you gotta go out and see these people face to face. They are operating with impunity because nobody is calling them on the carpet. And I can't stress that enough. You have to get engaged. If you don't know the names of your county commissioners, how can you even engage? Go see who these people are. Go pull their oath of office. Make sure they even have one on file. And per one of our previous guests, Corey Ide, from the Orange County Oath Keepers in California, go pull the oath of office of the person who administered their oath of office, because they may have a fraudulent oath of office for all we know. There's all kinds of ways you can get engaged to hold people accountable, let alone just paying attention. Go to freedomadvocates.org. Go to AmericanPolicyCenter.org. Pick up information about Agenda 21. Order some booklets. Take them to your county commissioners. There's plenty of material out there. There's no excuse to not get engaged. So we're going to play a clip here. I'm a little bit shooting by the seat of my pants here on this. Will be useful and relevant. This is Commissioner Peggy Littleton. She's one of five county commissioners in El Paso County, Colorado, where Colorado Springs is. That would be the major metro area, if you will, in that county. And Ms. Littleton was a guest and a speaker at the County Sheriff Project, the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, co-sponsored event in Las Vegas, Nevada, January 30th. And she is on stage with her sheriff, Sheriff Terry Makita, and she's explaining to the audience what and why she put forward this resolution to preserve habeas corpus and civil liberties. And we're going to go ahead and play the clip, and I'm probably going to jump in a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about this actual document. Go ahead.
Associated with terrorists who supported Al-Qaeda, who's to say that in the future that those who carry Bibles have more than 7 days' food supply, have personal firearms, or protest in the streets for freedom will not be included in the definition of creating a belligerent act against some coalition partner. In Section 1022B1, it states that the United States citizens, it says the requirement to detain a person in military custody under this section does not extend to the citizens of the United States. Well, many of you in here, being law enforcement officers and attorneys, some of you are, know that words are very important. And when it says that there's not a requirement to detain a person in military, if they meant that a person would be prohibited from being detained unlawfully, don't you think they would have written prohibited? I think so. But it doesn't say that. It says a requirement to detain isn't there. These different sections can be changed by three people in the security, in our national security, and that is the defense may, with the consultation of the Secretary of the State, the Director of the National Intelligence, and a subcommittee, waive the requirement of paragraph one and come back and can change those words at any time. Who's to say that that's not going to happen in the future? And I think that it is incumbent upon us as county commissioners and as sheriffs to ensure that we act together, that we act collaboratively to protect the citizens that we were sworn to protect and took the oath of office to protect. In front of you today, I've given you three different things, and I'm going to give you two different action items. And this is where being a former educator comes to be my advantage. You will see in front of you three different pieces of paper, and that is the resolution to preserve habeas corpus, where it talks about how we value our military and certainly want to fund them, because it is the only responsibility of the federal government, and our chief, our commander-in-chief, is to protect our country. The second one is just a little bit of information that you can give to your friends and family to tell why this is so important that we have a resolution like this. And the third piece of paper is, if I had a wish list, this is what a resolution would look like. So this is where you can take from all of these different items and determine what your resolution for your county might look like. On the back of each one of these documents is a way to get a hold of me. I'd be happy to send this information to you and your county commissioners. Please go back. Number one task, take this information back to your county commissioners. Have them sign on with you. Have them be a partner with you, just like Sheriff Makita has so boldly and valiantly done for El Paso County to ensure the protection of the civil liberties and habeas corpus of the residents of El Paso County. And secondly, I want to just encourage you to go forward and do what God has called you to do. Continue to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
All right. So that was Peggy Littleton explaining that I didn't tee it up as well as I should have, folks. I apologize. This is a direct response to the National Defense Authorization Act that was signed December 31st. Obama signed it into law right in the overnight during the holidays, if you will, which is where a lot of the most egregious, hostile acts have been passed over the years, including the Federal Reserve Act that was passed during the Christmas holidays of 1913. But it's an important move. It's one of the first ones that has happened with right out of the county level to nullify. There's two verbs that I think are important for us to start internalizing. That's interpose and nullify. And the sheriff is interposing by literally standing before a person and on their property to protect them, their life and their liberty, from an overreaching agency. For instance, in Elkhart, Indiana, Elkhart County, Indiana, Sheriff Brad Rogers told the FDA to leave a Amish farmer alone who they were harassing. They had inspected his farm three times, and then they started subpoenaing him without any due process, without any probable cause, and he told the FDA that if they came on his property, he would arrest them. There was a little bit of a verbal scuffle on paper, if you will, and the FDA quietly, peacefully backed down. That is the encouraging thing that we're seeing, is that when the oath takers at the county level stand up and defend the Bill of Rights and defend the people's liberties, that those who would design to violate those rights are peacefully standing down. That was one of the big themes in Las Vegas, was this is a peaceful effort. In fact, somebody said, I think it was Sam Bushman said, Taco Bell says, think outside the bun. We need to think outside the gun. And that got a lot of laughs in the room, but it was very relevant and poignant. So Ms. Littleton did hand out the copies of this to everybody there, and people have taken them back. And if you go to the 10th Amendment Center's website, there's a whole discussion about this there as well. At thirdrailblog.com, at my personal blog with the show links for today, I have I have the copy of that there, that being the resolution proper, and so you can actually download a PDF of it. It's a scan of the actual signed resolution with the seal and everything and the county clerk and recorder's signature there. If you have any questions or comments, we've only got about 15 minutes left in this hour, but 1-800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. And I do want to take just a moment and be a little constructive criticism on this document. I've had a chance to finally review it in detail. And there's oftentimes those of us discussing these matters when it comes to our inalienable rights and the Constitution, we often are, and it happens all the time, on major blogs I see, even on LouRockwell.com, to you name it, very astute, learned people will use the word constitutional rights. And that is such an oxymoron. It's a nuance, but it is so critical that these are constitutionally protected rights that we have. These are not constitutional. If they were constitutional rights, that would mean that the document itself bestowed them upon us, and that is not accurate. That is a critical distinction, because I feel that people in government get this mindset that they are the ones bestowing these rights upon us because they are so-called in charge, and they forget that the document itself was created to keep them within a box, not us, not the people. And in this document itself, the word constitutional rights is in here a couple times. Whereas the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is in agreement with this resolution and the goals and purposes herein stated and agrees to undertake all appropriate efforts to protect the constitutional rights of all citizens. Well, more appropriately, that should be constitutionally protected rights. I guess that's a little bit of an oxymoron, but I think you get the gist. There's a few things that could be changed in here. There was a statement here about granting these rights to us. That the Constitution grants these rights to us, that is inaccurate. So I would encourage anybody who looks at this to, if you go to thirdrailblog.com, there's a link to the 10th Amendment Center story that has the actual copy of this resolution in text form, so you can copy and paste and update it accordingly for your county. So, and this is healthy, improving upon the model as we go. The folks in El Paso County, that would be Amy Lathan, who's the chair, Sally Clark, the vice chair, Dennis Heisey, commissioner, Daryl Glenn, a county commissioner, and Peggy Littleton, a county commissioner, all were very brave and put this together. And this was happened on December 15th, 2011, at Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's an important move. Kirk, are you still there? I think Kirk may have dropped. So I encourage you to go check out the countysheriffproject.org. That's one of the places you can find this information.
Todd, can you hear me? Yeah, I am here. Yeah, okay, I'm still here. I've actually been enjoying your conversation here.
were you aware of this resolution?
I was, but actually I never got a copy of it, and I definitely do want to see that. I'll move forward on that.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, it's... They actually use the word nullify in here, which is outstanding. And it is, it's not very long. It's less than a page long. It's worth checking out and reading and so forth. And it specifically refers to sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Bill. And it says that jeopardizes the fundamental rights of American citizens to remain free from detention without due process and the right to habeas corpus in direct contravention of the guarantees of the Bill of Rights and the United States and Colorado constitutions. It actually brings in its own state constitution. So in that paragraph, it was superbly worded. One of our most fundamental rights as American citizens is to be free from unreasonable detention without due process of law, a right afforded to us by our founding fathers and guaranteed to us by over two centuries of sacrifice by our men and women in the American Armed Forces, whom we daily recognize and honor. It says here that the sections 1021 and 1022, or any other wording as the bill is modified, which I think was an important nuance to include, of the 2011 United States Senate National Defense Authorization Bill, number 1867, as proposed, provide that in limited circumstances, an American citizen may be detained by our own United States government and by our armed forces, which detention could last without trial until the end of hostilities currently authorized by the authorization for use of military force. So they're reasserting in this document the high points of that large bill that they take issue with. And it says here...
Like the Japanese internment camps all over again.
It certainly does. It's leaning towards that. And it quietly happened over the holidays. And there was a dust-up on the Internet, and even some mainstream news sources talked about it, but they were bogged down in the nuance of whether or not Obama's administration was going to go along with the ability of the military to detain somebody and try them in military court. Obama was trying to flex his muscles and say he wanted to have the ability to take them into a non-military court. And so it was kind of a distraction, in my opinion, that the mainstream media didn't really discuss the subject matter of, wait a second, how can anybody be black bagged to begin with, whether they go to military court or non-military court or no court at all? That was never really discussed in the mainstream. Part of this document reads, it is indisputable that the threat of homeland and international terrorism is both real and viable, and that the full force of appropriate and constitutional law must be used to defeat this threat so that terror never wins. However, winning the war against terror cannot come at the great expense of mitigating basic, fundamental constitutional rights using rules, laws, regulations, bill language, or executive orders. So it would be more accurate and defensible if it said winning the war against terror cannot come at the great expense of mitigating basic fundamental constitutionally protected rights. So I'm just nitpicking a little bit, and I say that as a constructive criticism to anybody in Colorado who's listening. Looks like we have another break here, folks, and I do want to encourage you to support the advertisers you hear on Republic Broadcasting Network. They are part of the reason we're able to have this dialogue and share this information, so be sure to support those that support RBN. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American...
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tuning in to Common Sense Revisited today, and we've been visiting with Kirk McKenzie, and he's his website is defendruralamerica.com and silentnomorepublications.com. I encourage everybody to take a look at that by all means. And real quick, one of the key phrases in this resolution states in El Paso County, the El Paso County Commissioners resolve that any rules, laws, regulations, bill language, or executive order going against habeas corpus or the civil liberties of El Paso County citizens granted under the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights are hereby declared to be invalid and shall not be recognized. So there's another instance that could be worded better. These rights were not granted to the citizens by the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So there's some nuances there. Can be improved, but it's a great first step. We're going to roll out this segment with a clip, a news clip from Baraboo, Wisconsin. Last week we had Liz Reitzag from Farm Food Freedom on and talking about Vernon Hirschberger's efforts in Wisconsin. He had an appearance yesterday before a judge regarding his bond situation. Government's asserting that he continues to sell his raw milk when it's really a food co-op and so forth. And this is a news segment. We're going to play a clip from Baraboo, Wisconsin. We'll finish out the show today with that. And I'll have a link to this at thirdrailblog.com as well. So we appreciate you tuning in, everybody. And please keep supporting those that support and defend your individual rights. Take care.
Looking for the best deals in Madison?
There's a commercial in front of the spot. Sorry. Might be another 30 seconds before that plays, everybody. All media has to pay the bills somehow. Here we go.
A Sauk County farmer appears in court again, this time saying he is prepared to go to jail.
News 3's Jessica Arp has more from Baraboo.
Who decides what you eat? Me!
Once again on the courthouse steps.
Our choice.
And sharing the raw milk they love, supporters of farmer Vernon Hershberger signing a declaration of food independence say they're prepared to fight.
Who is willing to go to jail for your food rights? Friends, we all count on you.
Hershberger says that the Department of Agriculture visited his farm recently and maintains that while he is doing nothing wrong, he is prepared to go to jail.
We don't sell milk. I want to get that clear. We don't sell milk. All we have is like a big pantry on the farm where the owners can come in and get their milk. But yes, that is basically why, because they have come on the farm again and have trespassed on our privacy.
I'll provide the court.
Prosecutors felt otherwise, sending a letter to the judge detailing DatCap's visit, saying Hershberger violated his bond by still selling raw milk. But a judge declined to send the farmer to jail, saying the state must file a formal motion, which they did not do.
I admonish you, Mr. Hershberger, that you are to follow my bond conditions. And I expect you will.
I have,
and
Your
if
Honor.
You don't, you are can be separately prosecuted for that.
In Baraboo, Jessica Arp, WISC News 3.
The Department of Justice declined to say why it did not file a formal motion to revoke bond. A judge tentatively set a trial for September 25th on the four misdemeanor charges.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Gary Canelda with Channel3000.com weather update. Our Madison Metrocast for day calls for mostly cloudy skies. It'll be breezy and cold.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Then you're safe.